Getting you up across Dubbo and the Central West. Dubbo and the Central West. On your radio, online, on your mobile. For McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. Hit 93.5's Pippa and Jimmy.
Good morning, everybody. Coming to you, the two people with the most annoying coffee orders in the world. I've got a double shot almond latte.
Same. I went two for two.
Shout out to the guys at the Mick Cafe.
Thank you so much for making those for us at an ungodly hour of the morning.
Jeez, they make some good coffees there, don't they?
They make fabulous coffee. I needed a double shot this morning. It's doing me well.
Now, I've got a... just stop by, I reckon, about 18 Mick Cafes today because I'm going to be driving down to Melbourne this evening.
Oh, for your big Easter long weekend adventure.
Yeah, just decided to go on a bit of a YOLO tour down there. Going to go to the soccer over the weekend, catch up with some friends, maybe go to the club.
Great.
What are you up to for the long weekend?
I am heading into the wilderness and going camping in Bourke.
Oh, great. Aren't you and I just complete opposite?
We are poles apart, you and I,
in every way. Camper. Hey, on today's show, movie analyst Shane A. Bassett joins us for what I am anticipating as the greatest movie of all time. It's called Ready Player One. Have you read the book?
I haven't. Now, this is the new Steven Spielberg film, isn't it? So good.
It's going to be so good. The R&B Thursday wrap-up. It's going to be on.
Because it's Thursday, but it's actually technically Friday.
So we're going to do that later as well. Maroon is going to join us for his footy fever tip. So if you haven't put your tips in for your tipping comp yet, Maroon's going to tell you who you should be putting your money on.
Tune in for that just after 7 o'clock this morning.
But up next...
guess the appliance.
Oh, my favourite.
How good.
All you got to do is identify what kitchen appliance we're using and you win a great prize. We're going to do it after Kesha. This is me kicking off your Thursday morning on Hit. Morning, everyone.
I am not a stranger to the dark.
Good morning, Dubbo on the Central West. Bipper and Jimmy here on Hit 93.5. We're just discussing what we'll label today and we've come up with...
Great Thursday.
Done.
Because tomorrow's Good Friday, so today's Great Thursday, everyone.
So whenever you give us a call this morning, we would like you to wish us a Great Thursday.
Happy Great Thursday.
Happy Great Thursday. Yep. We're doing Pipper and Jimmy's kitchen appliance right now. We've got a kitchen appliance and all you got to do is work out what it is on 13, 12, 16 and you win a great prize.
Yes, it's all thanks to the Swish Gallery. Come and check out their fantastic range on Talbragar Street. Jimmy, today's Guess the Appliance. This particular kitchen appliance, you can place solid food into this appliance and it transforms it into liquid.
Oh, solid food into liquid.
Isn't it remarkable what technology can do these days?
A juicer?
Possibly. You could also put like bananas, berries, yogurt, milk,
so
and it just sort of, you know, just combines it all into one liquid.
Oh, so you can make a banana milkshake in one of these?
You can definitely make a banana milkshake or a smoothie. Maybe put some kale, spinach in there if you want to jazz it up a bit and turn it a bit green.
13, 12, 16, you think you know what kitchen appliance we've got?
You made pans and I made problems. We were sleeping back to back. We know this day wasn't built to last. Good open, somebody loves you in the ways I couldn't. Somebody's taking care of all of the mess I made. Somewhere you love to change. I've been hoping someone will love you, let me go.
Dub on the Central West, number one, Hit 93.5. Morning, Pippa, Jimmy on the air at 11 minutes past 6 and your top news headlines somewhere in the world moments away.
Right now we're doing Pippa and Jimmy's Guess the Appliance, all thanks to the Swish Gallery. Come and see their fantastic range on Talbragar Street. Kyle's called through on 13, 12, 16. Happy Great Thursday, Kyle.
Happy Great Thursday, guys.
Mate, pleasure. Hey, want to ask you before we get into the competition, David Warner, Steve Smith, 12-month ban from domestic and international cricket. They are allowed to play shield matches. What do you reckon about that?
I think they've got off of it pretty easy, considering they are role models for our future cricketers and sports people.
Kyle, spoken very well. Have you got any young lads or lasses in your house that are young cricket players?
No, house of girls.
Okay, so more of a netball kind of family?
Oh, a bit young yet. Bit young yet.
Yeah. But yeah, exactly. You're right. You don't want their moral models to be people who cheat, do you?
No, definitely not.
What do you reckon about our local cricket teams, Kyle? Like Dubbo, Narromine. If Steve Smith and Dave Warner just got really bored and wanted to come out and have a hit, do you reckon we should let them play?
Oh, I don't know. I think they've got some making up to do in the community. So, yeah.
Absolutely. See how we go.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Kyle. Hey, mate, we're getting down with it now. We want to give you a prize. All you got to do is identify what kitchen appliance we're using. Now, the clues were today that you can make hard food into, like, juicy food, and you can also make a banana milkshake in one of these.
Yeah. What do you reckon it is?
A blender.
Oh, Kyle,
mate,
you're too
good. Bang on the money for your great Thursday. Congratulations. You've won a brilliant prize. Up to much this long weekend?
Oh, not much, mate. Not much. Just work.
Yeah.
Gotta work.
Never
what
stop.
What a guy.
Kyle, congratulations. You've won that great prize from Swish Gallery. Stand by. Your top news headlines somewhere in the world coming up next.
Even more in Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Yes. We are your home of hits and old school. Good morning, everyone. 21 minutes past 6 on your great Thursday. Tomorrow, Good Friday, 16 degrees as we speak. And Mick Cafe is Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Pippa and I sitting here sipping on a couple of almond lattes ourselves. And it's time for your top news headlines
somewhere
in the world.
First top news headline this morning. A man has used a live alligator for his baby's gender reveal party.
Oh, no. Gender reveal parties have gone crazy.
Now, they have.
They started with a simple balloon or a cake where you cut it open. It's either pink or blue to reveal a traditional baby colour. Now they've become crazy where people do all sorts of things. Now, what's this alligator got to do, if anything?
So basically, this video that was posted on Facebook, it shows the guy holding an alligator's mouth shut on the lawn, surrounded by his family and friends who had gathered for a gender reveal party. And he said, the first thing that came to my mind when my girlfriend and I decided to have a gender reveal party were alligators. So this guy's father and grandfather were both alligator handlers. So they're a big part of this family. So he thought, why not incorporate it into the party? So he places a watermelon into the alligator's mouth and the reptile snaps the jaw shut and the blue liquid came gushing out of its mouth, indicating that the baby's going to be a boy.
You know, usually I don't like stories like this, but this one's a good one.
That's fun, isn't it?
It actually makes me think of the late Steve Irwin. That he might have done if he had another baby, in the future.
No, that's great. So you can check out that video on Facebook. Second top news headline, keeping it a bit local, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is set to announce an $84 million boost towards improving mental health services to remote parts of Australia.
Oh, that's really good for locals out here in Dubbo.
This is really exciting because the Royal Flying Doctor Service, who we have located here in Dubbo, is set to start providing life-saving mental health care to remote parts of Australia from next year after the federal government have announced this funding boost. And Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is going to make the pre-budget announcement in Broken Hill today, actually, along with the Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormick.
Yeah. Now, lots of people say that, like, mental health may be a new thing or something like that, but that is so untrue. You see how many people lose their life to depression each and every year. In fact, depression is the one thing that takes people's lives more than anything else, and mental health issues. So this is an amazing announcement. I commend the Prime Minister on it.
Absolutely. As he summed it up very well, 90 years of the Royal Flying Doctor Service and changing lives, 90 years of saving lives. So we'll definitely keep you updated with that. Third top news headline somewhere in the world, Jimmy. You are going to love this story. A restaurant owner started eating a steak in front of a group of vegan demonstrators who were protesting outside the Toronto restaurant in Canada. So great.
He started eating a steak. Oh, good on him.
Yeah. So this guy calls himself the Hunter Chef, threw water over the demonstrators' pavement, and they were outside, and he said that venison or deer is the new kale. That's what he was saying.
Well, I don't think it's the new kale. You know what? It's their right to protest if they want, as long as they don't interfere with his business, and it's his right to eat steak if he wants in front of them, because that's a free country, free world we live in.
Nothing like riling up a bunch of vegans, though. Nothing like it. They're your top news headline somewhere in the world.
Yeah, let's get back into the music right now. Camila Cabello, Never Be The Same. The girl that you could be going to see over in LA if you become a VIP at hit.com.au. Her new album, Camilla, out now. This is Hit. Good morning, everybody.
Something must have gone wrong in my brain.
Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy here. And up next, Pippa, I've got to enter the confessional.
You've done something that you feel you need to confess. I'm concerned about this.
But first, let's do beers, boobs and balls.
Come on.
Sports.
Beer, boobs, balls.
Beers, boobs and balls. Let's kick it off with cricket. Now, the big news overnight, Pippa, is that Warner and Smith have both been banned for 12 months each, and Bancroft has copped a 9-month ban from the game. Now, the ban has come from Cricket Australia, and bans are from international cricket in Australia. From my understanding of what I'm reading here, technically they're not banned from cricket, just from cricket playing for Australia. So I guess they could play for Bangladesh or something if they wanted.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe they could come out and, you know, like, do second grade Narromine cricket or something like that.
That would be good. They could play with Farmer Lewis, your boyfriend.
Oh, he'd love that.
What do you reckon about this 12-month ban?
Look, I will say it again. I had a feeling that David Warner would be at the centre of this. He's like a little SH stirrer in the class, the bad boy that's led the good guy astray. Poor Steve Smith, I just think he's got caught up in the wrong crowd and he's paid the consequences for that. 12-month ban, look, I think the boys will be pretty devastated with this and I think it'll rock the team. I think it's a bit of a dark day for cricket in Australia.
Absolutely. I'm going to say that I disagree with the bans.
Okay.
I think that David Warner's ban is justifiable.
Right.
I think that Steve Smith showed a complete lack of good conscience in what happened and I think he should be removed as captain and never be captain again.
Wow.
And but I don't think he should be banned from the game for a period other than a couple of weeks.
Well, David Warner won't be promoted into a leadership position in the future.
Yeah,
that's what they've also said.
But they've gone ahead and said that if Smith wins back the public and the community, that he may be promoted back to a leadership position. So that's to see. But I totally agree with him losing his captaincy. I think Smith got caught up and showed a complete lack of judgment, and he should pay for that with his captaincy, not with not being allowed to play cricket, because I find that a devastating blow to the game overall. Warner, yes, a ban, because he was the one who was the architect of it all. Mm-hmm. So, by the way, James Sutherland came out overnight and admitted to cheating. Take a listen to the Cricket Australia CEO.
I think under the code, it specifically refers to these practices in which we have made the charges and offered the sanctions as cheating. So I think people want to use their own words, but cheating is certainly one of them that is probably appropriate in the circumstances.
Absolutely. So everyone's got an opinion on this one. Hey, if you want to have your say, you can always call us 13 12 16.
And as the Australian coach Darren Lehman said, he's asked us all to forgive them, saying they've made a grave mistake, but they're not bad people. These are young men, and I hope people will give them a second chance.
And I agree. Couldn't agree more with Darren Lehman. We've got a bit of NRL news as well.
We do. Round 4 kicks off this evening with the Penrith Panthers taking on the North Queensland Cowboys. And then for Good Friday tomorrow, the Canterbury Bulldogs are taking on the Rabbitohs and the Cronulla Sharks are taking on the Melbourne Storm. Huge weekend of footy coming up.
Fantastic. I've got to get my tips in. Can't wait to talk to Maroon in around 15 minutes' time to get his footy tips on the air. Now, quickly, another Australian sporting team has had to send home one of their own superstars as well, Pippa.
Oh, what's happened?
So in the Socceroos camp, they were playing yesterday in London against Colombia, world number 13. They scored a nil-all draw in that game. Now, I know you said that was quite boring, but I was quite impressed with it. Well, one fella, very noticeable bald fella, Aaron Moy, one of our star players, had to get sent home from camp. Luckily, it wasn't because of any sort of cheating or disagreements, but because he got an injury. But home to him was Huddersfield in the UK, so it's just around the corner.
I see.
So he's in a race to get back for his game against Newcastle this weekend in the English Premier League.
Okay.
So we're wishing big recovery there.
Yes.
Hey, stand by. That's Beers, Boobs and Balls. I'm entering the confessional next.
Okay.
Can't wait. Hit 93.5.
You said I love it to me. I don't know what that means. We put our hearts in a parallel line. And put our hearts in a parallel line.
Keith Urban, Parallel Line there on Hit 93.5. Morning, Pippa, Jimmy. We do it thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Pippa, I've done something terrible. I've done something awful.
Oh, what's happened?
I'm in trouble and I really need to confess to you what I've done.
Is this going to be something over dramatic, like when you're going to now come out and admit that you've been siphoning off water from the office water cooler? Like, and just a grave overreaction, and you're feeling guilty only because it's Easter.
I feel like this one I need to go to church and confess about.
Please come in, enter my confessional.
Father, I have come here today to confess.
And what sins must you confess today, my child?
I am deeply ashamed. I was playing a game of Monopoly with my family and friends last weekend when I asked my 13-year-old nephew if he would write the number 5 over the number 1 on a Monopoly $100 note.
Money tampering? In the game of Monopoly? Oh, and to ask a young child to help you. You must go and perform 5 Hail the Monopoly Mans, and you must remain abstinent from the game for 12 months.
Mr. Moneybags on the Monopoly board, hallowed be thy name. Thy die be rolled, thy piece be moved, as it is written on the die. Give me today my daily punishment if I have been caught money tampering.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Carrie Bickmore. Mars Group Family Properties. House and land packages available now. Visit their display home.
Let's go.
10 questions.
60 seconds. $500 on the line.
Pippa and Jimmy's
Fast 500.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, if you're just joining us, happy Great Thursday. Happy Great Thursday, Pippa.
Thank you, Jimmy. Happy Great Thursday, Susie.
Thank you. Happy Great
Thursday.
Thursday, yes.
We just made up Great Thursday. It's our new thing.
Yeah, because tomorrow's Good Friday, Susie. Are you excited for Easter?
I am so excited, oh, yeah.
Fabulous. Susie, we're pretty excited to give you the chance to walk away with $500 today. That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Would that change your long weekend at all?
Oh, absolutely. I could go shopping.
Good. Love a bit of SHOPPING.
Now, this is how it works, yes. Susie. We've got 10 questions on the board, 60 seconds on the clock. If you don't know an answer, stay past. We'll come back to it at the end. Are you ready to give our Fast 500 a crack?
Yep, ready to go.
Susie, your time starts now. What do the letters BFF stand for?
Best friends forever.
Which NRL team is playing the North Queensland Cowboys tonight?
The Titans.
What popular motorbike brand also makes musical instruments?
Kawasaki.
Is the Australian Open Tennis Championship held in Sydney or Melbourne?
Melbourne.
Where on a boat would you find the stern, at the front or the back?
The back.
How many members were in the boy band NSYNC?
5.
How many stubbies are there in a carton of beer?
12.
Alicia Silverstone plays a spoiled schoolgirl named Cher in what 1995 movie?
Grease.
How long has Australian cricket captain Steve Smith been banned from the game for?
12 months.
What kind of line does Keith Urban sing about in his new hit single?
Oh, parallel line.
Oh, you did really well. You got through all 10 there. Susie, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10. Not bad.
Now, tonight, the Penrith Panthers play North Queensland. We're looking for Yamaha, the motorcycle brand that also makes musical instruments.
Yep.
We're looking for 24 stubbies in a carton of beer, but you can get a carton with 12, I think, so we'll make it a 7 out of 10 carton for you. And we're looking for the movie Clueless as well, not Grease.
Yep.
But Susie,
thank you.
You did so well. Let's spin the wheel.
Wheel of Prizes.
Susie, we've spun the wheel of prizes because everybody's a winner when they play this game. I don't know what you've got planned for your long weekend, Susie, but you and one other lucky person are off to the Dubbo City Speedway.
Oh, yay. Awesome. Thank you.
No worries at all, Susie. You have an amazing long weekend. Stand by with your footy tips. Maroon joins the show in around 10 minutes' time. Right now, though, Vince, Joy, we're going home. Happy Great Thursday, everybody.
Under the surface, you don't know what you'll find. Mm-hmm. A
until it. When I
see your light shine. Dub on the Central West, number one hit 93.5. How you doing, everyone? Good morning. Pippa and Jimmy here. We do it all thanks to Macca's. Start your day with Macca's Big Brekkie. Pippa, that boy there, Vance Joy, he's from Melbourne. Mm. And guess who we've got on the phone? Melbourne man himself, Maroon.
Oh, what are the chances of that?
Dubbo and the Central West's official NRL station.
Oh, hey. Starting to flex the muscles.
Hit 93.5. Footy Fever with Maroon.
From Triple M's NRL call team with all your footy fever tips for the Easter long weekend, Anthony Maroon, come on in.
Guys, I hope you're well. I hope you got has your Easter eggs arrived yet? I sent them off express mail on Tuesday, so if you haven't got them today, you'll get them tomorrow.
Oh, mate, thank you.
Yeah, maybe I'll get them on Easter Friday in the mail. No, Maroon, I've used that trick on people before. You haven't got your gift, it's in the mail. They must have lost it.
Oh, Maroon, everybody is super psyched about the long weekend and also round four of footy. Talk to us about what are you feeling in your waters about this long weekend?
Well, it all starts off tonight with an interesting one. Penrith without Nathan Cleary up against the Cowboys in Townsville. I'd have to go to the Cowboys here. I just think at home they're not going to lose that many games to start a season. And, of course, Penrith without Nathan Cleary for, depending on who you believe, 6 to 10 weeks.
Right. Wow. Okay. And then Good Friday, your Rabbitohs, Maroon, are taking on the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs.
Well, you saw them bounce back against Manly. Didn't they look good, the old bunnies? But then, of course, Dogs had a win as well against Penrith. So they're just great old rivals. And I think, you know, look, I'm going to tip the Rabbitohs, aren't I? I'm going
out
with my beautiful wife, Miss Portugal. I've got a couple box tickets. We're going to watch our bunnies. And I tell you what, straight after that, if they win, we're going to have a kiss and a cuddle.
Oh, beautiful. What a date night. She'll be thrilled with that.
Oh, she'll love that. Don't you worry.
And then, mate, the list just keeps going. You've got the Sharks taking on the Storm, Sydney Roosters and the Warriors. Like, there's just so much footy happening. It's even not happening on Monday.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to take the Sharks to beat the Storm.
Okay.
I just think the Sharks are better than we've seen so far. I'm going to take the Tigers, flash forward to Monday, where I'm going to take the Tigers to beat Parramatta, who I believe will be 0-4.
They will be, yes.
And I think Manly will beat the Raiders too, so that's the Raiders will be hanging at the bottom of the ladder after this round as well. I think Manly will bounce back and have a win over the Raiders.
Yeah, good. Excellent.
Fantastic. Mate, if you want to put $5 on one team, who's your guaranteed winner of the weekend?
Ooh. Look, you know what? I reckon the West Tigers. I reckon the West Tigers.
Okay.
Or maybe the Dragons over the Knights. That should be another good one.
No, the Knights are playing well, but they did get done on Monday night, so see if they can bounce back. Anthony Maroon from the Triple M call team. Mate, absolute pleasure. Love getting you on for the tips. Have a great Easter long weekend.
You too, guys. Take care.
Absolutely, mate. Stand by. Movie analyst Shane Bassett's not too far away as well with the biggest movie of the year, Gwen Stefani, right now, Old School on here. What you waiting for? Morning, everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Movie analyst Shane A. Bassett joins the show to talk about the biggest Steven Spielberg movie of the year in around 20 minutes' time. But right now, Pippa, what's trending?
Now, I was just on Snapchat earlier and you asked if I was filming you. I wasn't. I was actually trying to find a new filter because Dua Lipa, one of our gals that we play on this show.
With IDGAF.
Yes. She's launched a filter on Snapchat to promote the single IDGAF.
And what's the filter like?
So the filter plays the track in the background so that you can lip sync to it, and it gives you some glittery earrings and a blue and red colour tint to the video.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you can load the filter on the front camera's usual face carousel, but it's only available for a limited time.
Okay, well, you better get onto Snapchat or your Snapchat social media addicts and get onto that new filter and send it to all your friends. You know what I had a friend say to me the other day?
What?
Have you not been on Snapchat since November? And I'm like, oh, no, I have. And I'm like, why? And she goes, because I see there's a Snapchat I sent you in November which you still haven't opened.
Oh, really?
And she goes, I'm just worried about what it is. But I don't know
I'm concerned.
If I was, it's one of my British friends. She's like, I don't know if I was having a big night out and I sent you a picture of something I shouldn't have sent you.
Sent you some weird stuff.
And it's still sitting there saying unopened.
Have you opened it yet?
Well, I can't find it on mine.
Oh,
it's like
no.
disappeared. So it's like lost in the Snapchat
some
verse.
Translation.
Yeah.
Oh, no. A little bit of other trending now news. Katy Perry, now we know that she's teamed up with Orlando Bloom and they're officially holding hands again.
But it's a bit of hanky-panky.
Yeah, probs a bit of that too.
I love how you're calling a relationship teamed up.
Yeah, they've like, teamed up.
Have you and Farmer Lewis teamed up?
Well, we're in a relationship, so that's what you call teamed up.
Now, you don't. Yeah. I've never heard someone call a relationship teamed up. Like, no one ever says Malcolm Turnbull's teamed up with Lucy Turnbull. Like...
Well, no, because they're old. They've been married for thousands of years. No, it's when you're dating, you're just teaming up with someone.
No one's ever said you're No, you don't describe... That's like friends. You don't
what do you mean?
You don't describe a relationship as teaming
up. Sure you can. We were teamed up. Teamed up on the weekend. No, it was great.
I think you're just going with something because you know you're wrong.
No, mate. It's cool. It's a good trend. This could be the next story in trending now.
See, I told you you're trying to start a trend.
Yeah,
what's
it might take
story?
Off, though. Well, they've teamed up, right?
No, they haven't. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are in a relationship.
Yeah,
they haven't teamed
they
up.
They are. Okay, well, we'll just agree to disagree there.
Teamed up's like when Eminem and Ed Sheeran team up to do a song.
Yeah, they're in a music relationship, mate. That's what it is.
You're trying to start something here.
Okay, well, what do you feel about pet names for your partner once you've teamed up with them? Pet names. Go on. What do you and your partner call each other?
Bubs.
Bubs.
I say Bubs.
Yeah.
I say, hey, Bubs.
Yeah. Okay, well, Katy Perry likes to call Orlando. She's dedicated a song to him during her concert in Japan and calls him Bubba Doo. Take a listen.
This is called Interview C for Bubby Doo.
Bubby Doo.
For Bubby Doo.
Yeah, I'm going to call my Patrick Bubby Doo now. Hey, Bubby
Doo.
Hey, Bubby Doo. Hey, Bubby Doo. How are you?
If I called Farmer Lewis anything even remotely other than his name, he'd slam the door in my face and probably never talk to me again.
Wait, do you call him Farmer Lewis or Lewis?
I just call him by his name, Lewis. Yeah.
Hey, Lewis, I know. Remember how we teamed up 6 months ago? Let's celebrate. You know you're wrong on this one.
No, I don't. It's a perfectly normal way to describe two people who are in a relationship that teamed up. Oh, have they teamed up now? Yeah, right. Okay. You watch, mate. It'll catch on.
Check out those stories plus more at hit.com.au. Up next, a new attraction has come to the Central West, which I reckon is scarier than the scariest roller coasters in the world. We're going to tell you about it right after Pink's Whatever You Want from her latest album, Beautiful Trauma, right here on your home of hits on Old School Hit 93.5.
Okay. So. Running like a dog, fighting like a... Too much.
Little girl, in the middle of the ride. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
Happy Great Thursday, everybody.
Yeah.
Pippa and Jimmy are 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock and we're looking for tops of 35 degrees today. We do it thanks to Macca's. Treat yourself and a mate to 24 Chicken McNuggets for $9.95 every day at Macca's.
Yes! Yes!
No!
Yes, no segment. Now let's kick it off. Pippa, yes, no. Michael Clark to become captain of Australia now that Steve Smith has been banned for 12 months.
Oh, no. Michael Clark's had his heyday. He'll go one over, pull a hammy and be out.
I actually have to agree with you there. He would. He'd probably pull a hammy very quickly and that would be the end of it.
Yep. So let's get someone else up there to have a go.
Yes. No.
Buying extra Easter eggs... Because for your kids, because you know if you eat their Easter eggs, you'll feel less guilty than if you buy them for yourself.
Oh, yes. I think this is a brilliant backup plan for parents everywhere. Just buy extra and just have it as your secret stash. You've got to have a contingency plan at Easter because we all know that there are a lot of dads out there that are going to get a case of the munchies and tuck into their kid's stash and there'll be tears.
Yeah, so mums, you need to hide some off as well. Just make sure it's not near the mice.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know.
You need to have a backup plan.
Absolutely. Have to agree with you on that one, Pippa.
Yes. No.
Daylight savings.
Oh, no, I'm over it. Get it out of here. Stick it in the bin.
Yeah, it still doesn't get dark till like, what, 7:30, 8 o'clock?
I know. It goes a month too long.
It does.
Yes,
I agree. Like, we should have finished up ages ago.
I agree. Mm. So I can't wait for Sunday when we can all just... We're going to be getting up an hour later.
And I know, a whole hour.
We're going to feel like new people, Jimmy.
I can... You know what I can never work out?
What?
if you know how one time you turn the clock backwards, the other time you turn it forwards. I always out confuse myself.
Do
I
you?
Work it out and then I'll be like, oh no, actually no, it's backwards. No, it's forwards. Oh no, no, that means I get an extra hour of sleep. No, that means I lose an hour of sleep.
Confusing.
So is this a good one where you get an extra hour
this
of sleep?
This is a good one where you get an extra hour. Yes.
Great, yes.
Just trust your iPhone to do the dirty work for you. Because hopefully they've got it sorted out. Otherwise there could be some it could be awkward if you iPhone doesn't do it for you.
Yes. No.
If you want to play Smash for Cash right now, give us a call. The number is 13 12 16. The prize money, $2,400.
Get to the phones and call 13 12 16.
Hey, morning everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. That's Shikonski. Wake up, shake up. Throwback dance mix there. We do it all thanks to Macca's at Dubbo and Wellington. Treat you and a mate to 24 chicken McNuggets for just $9.95 every day at McDonald's. Just about to tick over 9 minutes past 8. 35 degrees is your top temperature, and Shane Bassett joins us now.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go with camera. Action.
Let's go to the movies with Shane A. Bassett.
Joining us now, movie analyst Shane A. Bassett to talk all about the movie that Jimmy has not shut up about. Ready Player One. Shane, give us the lowdown.
He's got every right not to shut up about Ready Player One, because I went into it thinking I'm not too sure if I'll like it. I made sure I read the book because it's based on a really popular pop culture-filled book.
Mm-hmm.
And Ready Player One, I can happily announce that Steven Spielberg has transferred it into a pretty terrific movie.
Wow.
Some of it moves so fast, though. It might need a second viewing, just there are so many things happening in it. However, if you're a gamer, you're going to get a lot out of it. Mm. If you like the 80s and 90s movies, you're going to get a lot out of it. If you like anime, you're going to get stuff out of it. It's practically for anyone who really enjoys that kind of pop culture, really cool retro things. This is for you, and it's just fun. It's a fun movie, and Ben Mendelsohn's in it, which was a bonus. He's an Aussie actor. Loved it.
Okay, Shane, if you're like me and have been living under a rock and have absolutely no idea what this film is about, can you give us a quick plot rundown?
Well, the basic is, because it does get quite involved, is about a kid who is transferred into a game. It's like set in the future. There's the real world and the virtual reality world. So he prefers to live in this virtual reality world where he can be almost anyone he wants. He meets up with others, and they have like separate games that they have to pick up the winning prize for, so to speak, and they can move on to the next level.
Shane A. Bassett, what do you give this? How many buckets out of five, buckets of popcorn out of five do you give this movie?
You know, I need to see it again because I reckon I miss things. I will give it a solid 4. It's one of the better Easter holiday movies around. It's for older kids, though. I think younger kids, it's a 2-hour and 20-minute film, which isn't a problem, but I would say from about 12 years up, it's more suitable for.
Great. A perfect film heading into your Easter long weekend. Movie analyst Shane A. Bassett talking all things Ready Player One.
Yeah, and mate, there's heaps of other movies coming out this Easter holidays as well. Give us a quick rundown of what the other top picks are.
Oh, you know, it's actually a better movie holiday period than what we had recently for the Christmas blockbuster season. We have Love, Simon, which is a really cool, scintillating coming-of-age story.
Oh, yes,
the great cast.
This.
It's about acceptance and love. And there was a standing ovation for it when it finished, when I saw it.
Great.
People will just love the Love, Simon. Wrinkle in Time, that's probably more for little girls. It's Oprah Winfrey stars in it. It's based on a book. It's a fantasy movie. Not the greatest, but I know that it will appeal to young girls. It's got a lot of princesses and things in it. And Sherlock Gnomes for the whole family, the world's greatest detectives looking for missing garden ornaments. That's a lot of fun. That's an animated movie. And, of course, Peter Rabbit, another great family film. There's so much to choose. Blockers is very funny. Blockers has got John Cena in it, about a group of parents trying to stop their teenage children doing things on prom night. It's actually quite funny. So Blockers is for mature audiences only, because it's out there, but I highly recommend it. I had a good laugh. So we've got a lot to choose from, which is great.
Fantastic. Movie analyst Shane A. Bassett with what sounds like the biggest movie period of the year so far. Thank you so much for joining the show this morning.
Always a pleasure. Happy Easter to you and everyone out there listening.
Oh, you're an absolute legend, mate. That was our movie analyst Shane A. Bassett. And Pippa Moore, stand by, because I've got the horn whisperer in next.
I can't wait for this, interpreting the secret meanings behind horns.
Right after Rita Ora and Liam Payne.
In your eyes, I'm alive. Inside your beautiful, something so unusual.
Morning, everyone. Pippa, Jimmy on the air. How you doing? Dub on the Central West, number one, hit 93.5, just about to be 17 minutes past 8 o'clock and looking for 35 degrees top temperature in Dubbo and in Wellington. Now, I've just asked Pippa Moore to leave the studio for a moment as she's practicing her R&B Friday on Thursday wrap-up, because obviously we're not going to be here tomorrow. So Pippa's just outside rapping at the moment. You may be able to hear her in the background. Probably not. I can hear her yapping away. But luckily, while Pippa's out of the studio, we have our next guest.
The Horn Whisperer. Please welcome her back to the studio for the second week in a row, the Horn Whisperer. Hello, Horn Whisperer.
Jimmy, hi. Thanks for having me again.
Now, anyone who missed you last week, you've got 25 years experience.
I am quite an experienced psychic with over 25 years experience in the industry. And that path has led me in many different directions, but one of my areas of expertise now is interpreting the hidden meanings and messages behind horns when people beep them in their cars.
Fantastic. Are you ready to tackle another horn that was sent in to us this week?
I've cleansed the auras around us, and so my channels are ready to receive the message that the horn is sending us today.
Today's horn was sent in by Ashley. Take a listen.
Okay, Ashley.
Ashley would like you to interpret what this horn sound is.
Ashley, thank you for sending this in. I'm really connecting with this horn. I'm feeling some positive, exciting energy behind this particular horn. It's like an arrival and a welcoming horn saying, hello, yoo-hoo, I've arrived, I'm here, come on, let's go. There's an urgency about it, but not a negative urgency. There's a positive, happy vibe that I'm feeling from that there. Hi, come on, quick, let's go, hurry up, let's get on the road, let's go on an adventure. How exciting.
Geez, you've really cracked that horn open, haven't you, Horn Whisperer?
Well, Jimmy, as I said, it's just one of my areas of expertise. I mean, everyone's got them, and that just happens to be in my wheelhouse.
If you would like to send in your horn for an interpretation free of charge, head over to the Hit 93.5 Facebook page. Thank you so much, Horn Whisperer.
Thank you, and thank you, listeners.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Grease.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Stand by, Pippa's R&B Friday on a Thursday. Wrap-up of the week is coming up next.
Right now, trending now news. British tabloids have claimed that Princess Diana will attend Meghan and Harry's royal wedding next month, despite having been dead for over 20 years.
So is there some sort of conspiracy that she's actually alive?
No. So the British tabloids have reported that they believe that Princess Diana's ghost will attend the wedding.
Well, that's what would be weirder, her ghost attending or her Madame Tussauds replica of herself attending?
Although that would be distasteful. No, that would be upsetting. No, I believe that her spirit will be there. Okay. She'll be there watching over.
She'll be there watching lovely. Over them. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that is cute.
Geez, must be a slow news day in the UK tabloids.
Well, it must be because they're literally all reporting on it.
You'd think they would have written about that war that was breaking out between them and Russia, but no, let's talk about
Princess Diana's ghost. Yeah. 19th of May, that's the day that everybody needs the diaries. Do you want to come to my royal wedding party, by the way?
Is there free champagne?
Yeah, there will be.
Well, if there's alcohol there, I'm there.
Great,
done.
Excellent. Okay. Other trending now news. So we all know Margot Robbie. Do you know that she's got a little brother called Cameron?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, he is becoming a star in his own right. So he's hit the radar in recent months. He's currently working behind the scenes, having produced for Foxtel's Gogglebox, amongst a range of other projects.
So, poor guy. I feel sorry for him. Not only does he have two first names, but two male first names, Cameron Robbie.
Cameron Robbie, yeah, that's true. But he made international news when a photo of him and Margot moments after she heard about her Oscar nomination went viral, and now he's just a celeb in his own right.
Mm.
His Instagram followers have gone through the roof.
I feel sorry for people with two first names back
to
that.
Do you?
Yeah, it's like, what is your name, Steve or Smith? Is it Steve or is it Smith?
Don't.
Is it Smith Steve?
Come on now, mate. Hey. He's all right.
Warner. Could that be a first name?
Yeah, Warner could be a first
name. David Warner.
David Warner.
There we go. Bancroft. I don't think Bancroft is a first name.
No.
He's got nothing.
You can check out those stories more at hit.com.au by clicking on the Scoopla tab.
Okay, Pippa Moore, clear those vocal cords, because up next you're going to be wrapping up the week with your R&B Friday on a Thursday. Wrap up right after Eminem's A Walk on Water on Hit. Morning, everyone. Eminem, Walk on Water, featuring none other than Beyonce, right there, Hit 93.5. Yeah, good morning, everyone. Pippa, Jimmy, on the air, 8:43 at the moment, looking for tops of 35, currently on 18 degrees. Now, usually on a Thursday, we don't do this segment.
No, we don't. We do a myriad of other things, but not the R&B Friday wrap-up.
Now, if you're wondering where Shane Abassett is, if you just joined in, we had him on the show around 20 minutes ago to talk about Ready Player One, and you'll be able to catch him on the catch-up at hit.com.au in around 20 minutes' time if you want to catch up on what he had to say. Now, Pippa, you've done your rap, you've written it, and you're ready to perform it. Did you include the cricket in there somewhere?
Of course I did. How could you not?
What other big headlines got in there?
Well, there were the Russian spies and Facebook sagas and Easter, the long weekend. There's a lot to cram in just 4 days of news.
Okay, let's do it right now. Pippa's R&B Friday Rap Challenge.
Pippa and Jimmy's R&B Friday Wrap-Up.
Okay, Pippa, here you go. Rap about the week now.
Here we are. It's Easter. Some people might call it Feaster. Eating all the chocolate while sitting on your keister. Is it crucifact or is it crucifixion? Is what some people might be asking while cooking fish in the kitchen. Steve Smith and David Warner are banned for ball tampering. They might now need jobs at Australia Post doing stamping.
Zing.
It was a better week, though, for the NRL, going one whole week without a controversial spell.
Unusual.
The Socceroos got a nil-all draw. Jimmy tried to make me watch it, but it made me snore.
Rude.
Said bye Felicia to some Russian spies. Then found out Facebook is full of lies. People ran a mile for our hidden egg, and Jimmy and I admitted to hanging out at the Quality Inn on the reg.
Yeah.
Lions Pride exhibit opened at Taronga Western Plains Zoo. Guys, it's pretty scary. Maybe pack a spare pair of jocks or two. But everybody knows it's a long weekend, and finally daylight savings is coming to an end. Stay safe on the roads. The cops are out in force. We're taking an extra day off because we're lazy, of course. So we'll see you back Wednesday with a brand new show. We'll be asking you all, hey, how'd your Easter go?
Yep.
The Naked Magicians will be coming to town. They'll be dropping their decks, so don't look down.
Ooh.
And now I'm just rapping for the sake of time. It's like I can't stop it and get off this ride. Quick, help me out. Turn off my mic or I'll be here rapping beats long into the night.
Let's hear it for Pippa.
Your last calls are up next.
Dub on the Central West, number one, Hit 93.5. We do it all thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. Treat you and a mate to 24 Chicken McNuggets for $9.95 every day at Macca's. It's 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock and currently 19 degrees.
Now, every week when it gets to the end of the week, Jimmy, we love to put out last calls. If you've got it, a community event, a garage sale, a sporting event happening, we love to get it on the radio and you can give it a plug.
Richard's on the phone with us now. He's the vice president of the Stewarttown Advancement Association, and he is organising this great event for the weekend, the Man from Ironbark Festival. Mate, give it a big plug for last calls.
Okay. Well, you're very welcome all and sundry in the Central West. It's going to be beautiful weather, and the event is really coming together. We've got lots and lots of events. We've got coach rides, we've got helicopter rides,
Ooh.
We've got The Lion Dances out of Canberra, which is a real coup.
Great.
There's a dozen of them coming. They're apparently world class, so that'll be really worth watching.
Brilliant.
And we have lots and lots of events, like gumboot throwing and guessing the weight of the sheep and, you know, shearing display.
Excellent.
Gold mining extraction systems. We've got a blacksmith.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Not to mention lots and lots of stalls, like, you know, food stalls and bric-a-brac and you know, just about pick up anything from a needle to a Mercedes, I think.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, that's Richard there from the Man from Ironbark Festival this Saturday. And if you can't make it to the Sydney Easter Show, head to the festival. It's for everybody. And it sounds like it's got pretty much everything you get at the Easter Show anyway.
Yeah, happening in Stewarttown on Easter Saturday, which is awesome. And I'm sure there's stacks of other stuff happening across Dubbo and the Central West that you won't want to miss out on.
Absolutely. Head to the What's On page at hit.com.au. Now, Pippa, I've got to do a happy birthday shout out to Logan from the Newtown Soccer Club.
Okay.
Did I tell you I joined the Newtown Soccer Club?
Yes, you have mentioned that. Yeah. Yes.
Now, it's his 18th birthday today. I can't make his birthday party because I'm going to be going down to Melbourne after the show today. But happy birthday to Logan. I gave him lots of advice on what to do on your 18th birthday. None of it I can share on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah. So
take that advice and stick it in the bin, Logan, because you don't want anything to do with it. Legal Logan. How exciting. 18.
It included how to play Where's the Goal at the pokies.
Okay, all right.
And everyone else, no, literally, when I was giving him this advice, everyone was like, Jimmy, don't encourage it. Yeah. Don't encourage that sort of immature behaviour. Yeah. I was like, that's what I did when I was 18. That's what I wanted to do. Yeah, I'm off to Melbourne for the weekend, everybody.
You are, you city slicker, you.
And I'm going to go to the Melbourne Victory versus West Sydney Wanderers game. So shout out to our local Wanderers supporter, Josh.
Yes, wonder if he's going down there.
I doubt he'll go to Melbourne for it.
Maybe
he's not as committed as I am.
No, you're a very committed fan. And I will give you that.
So I've got to be down there. I'm driving down. I've got to be down there by 8 o'clock for an event with my friend Jake. Remember I mentioned my friend Jake the other week, the one who I was surprised he had so many friends turn up to his party?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember Jake. Yeah. Five friend Jake.
I told him I talked about him on the radio, but I didn't tell him what. Because I was like, oh, maybe he'll be offended at that.
Yeah, just keep the flattery. I talked about you on the radio. I'm going camping. And we're leaving this afternoon.
I don't like camping.
Well, here's the thing. I was excited about it because I'm going with Farmer Lewis and some other of our friends. And then yesterday, Farmer Lewis tells me you're probably going to have to wee behind a tree. So we're going deep into the... I just don't know how I feel about that. And I've also now discovered I don't know if I'll be able to shower for 4 days.
You have to do the drop, you know, where you drop the knees, whoop, down on the ground.
Yes, I will have to do that. It's been a long time since my calves and my hammies have had to squat in that position.
Oh, because your new netball team you joined started last
night,
didn't it?
Yeah, I did. So I don't know how I'm going to go weeing behind a tree and showering in the river with a bar of soap.
Usually it's a guy who's not so glamorous, but I feel like in our relationship, in our team up,
look at you referencing the team up. Yes.
If you weren't listening earlier in the show, Pippa said that Katy Perry had teamed up with Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, because they're in a relationship.
But when you're in a relationship, you don't team up with somebody. You're in a relationship with them. You're not teaming up with them.
No, but they're on your team. Like, you're a team if you're married or if you're in a relationship. They're your teammate.
Anyway, where I was going before
was
I feel like I'm the glamorous one between you and I, and you're like the country bumpkin sort of bogan.
Yeah, you're the glamour puss that's like if you get a bit of grass on you, you're like, oh, nature, get it off me.
I don't believe in nature. Yesterday at the zoo, I refused to go in the goat enclosure. I'm like, I'm not going in the goat enclosure. Yeah. You cannot pay me to go in the goat enclosure.
Sorry, guys, I don't do nature or wildlife.
Yeah. That's actually what I said.
It's not even a joke. So I'll have a great camping, non-glamping story for you when we come back on Wednesday.
Oh, I better not speed because it's double demerits, I think.
Do not speed. For goodness sake, everyone, keep safe on the roads. I want to come back on Wednesday and have the best road report in all of New South Wales.
Mm.
Nil casualties or fatalities on the road.
And the only toll
is to be on my little beeper thing.
On your e-tag.
On my e-tag.
Yep.
No other toll, Central West. Let's have a toll-free Easter weekend. Yep. Hey, thank you so much. We love you all so much. And enjoy your first little break of the year.
Yes.
Because for most of us, it's our first chance to take a bit of time off for the year. Enjoy it. Relax. Have fun with friends and family. Do what we're doing. Take Tuesday off as well.
Yep. Have it be a five-day holiday.
Come back Wednesday and then you've only got 3 days to work before
Brilliant.
The weekend.
Brilliant. This is why they pay us the big bucks, because we come up with mastermind ideas like that.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
Anzac Day.
Oh, bring it on.
See you, everyone. Have a great Easter long weekend.
Bye.
Here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.